This is the Tree of Life, Season 3, Chapter 4. In this episode, we will be talking about the inversion of the nine plates with respect to spatial non-consensual and archetypal consensual actors. To start off, the process of sublimation responsible for the consolidation of territoriality involves the linking of states of arousal of a spatial non-consensual and archetypal consensual actor. It also involves the stacking of perceptual experiences for any offspring who achieve an archetypal designation following that sublimation with a member of the archetypal consensual line. The question becomes, how is the archetypal assignment passed on to the offspring? And the answer is, through the linking of objects within the structure of the language used by the caregiver and the child. In other words, to go way back to the telescopic world, we talked about how a structure could be used to target specific lateral alters. The idea was that if you had, say, a deck of two-sided cards, you would have, say, 10 objects of significance in that person's life written on the backs of the cards. You would have 10 objects that the receiver relates to in a similar way to those 10 objects for the subject on the other side of the card. A structure within a psychic telescope is very much like the structure which passes on archetypal territoriality. Effectively, there is linking between certain objects of social-emotional relevance to the caregiver, archetypal consensual, and the child. This linking takes place subconsciously through the dialogues with the child in relation to their impulses. That is, through the nine dialogues, these objects are telescopically linked to the objects of relevance to the child, very much like the structure of a psychic telescope. This is interesting in another way. In past episodes, we talked about how the nine plates are flipped for a spatial non-consensual actor versus an archetypal consensual actor. The idea was that, for example, for a spatial non-consensual actor, the highest plate they have is the plate of the hands. The lowest spatial plate, the plate of spatial location. Below these plates are the emotional, archetypal, symbolic, and esoteric. Which is to say that whereas the archetypal consensual actor sublimates upward to the archetypal, the symbolic plates, the spatial non-consensual actor sublimates spatially up to the plate of the hands. This means that the plate of the hands for a spatial non-consensual actor always corresponds to the resolving gesture of any multiplicitous dialogue. It is this inversion of the plates, and the ultimate means of sublimation, that distinguishes the spatial non-consensual actor from the archetypal actor. Now, in a past episode, I also suggested that the spatial non-consensual actor can be telescopically linked to the outgroup. But this was meant only to refer to situations where the actor joins an outgroup and becomes incorporated into a partner relationship with an archetypal consensual actor. Interestingly, it is a quality of spatial dimension which describes the archetypal consensual actor's archetypal and symbolic plates, where the symbolic merely adds a dimensional component to the archetypal. That's the end of the podcast for today.